A former Tallahassean has come up with a voting system he claims is totally impervious to fraud or hacking. We spoke with John Rogers, the founder and president of Redo Voting. I'm Tom Flanagan. Rogers previously spent 20 years as a U.S. Army officer with extensive experience in global military operations. For the past 10 years, he's been applying his skill sets to the civilian sector. Some of that included engagement in the pharmaceutical arena. But then he decided to strike out in new directions and began looking for an obvious unmet need his company could fulfill.
And started squirreling around for what sorts of things we may want to consult on. And the problem that we kept coming back to over and over again was the perception of a lack of election integrity.
Rogers says this perception has been fueling allegations of fraud and irregularities, even in places that have had no such problems. The answer, he says, is a system that essentially is completely immune to any external manipulation.
And so for the first couple of years, we were chasing the same white rabbit that everybody else was. We were looking to build a voting application because the next logical evolution in voting is going to be digital.
But wouldn't that potentially open up the process to even more threats? Suddenly, Rogers and his team realized a totally secure online process already exists.
Scratch-off lottery tickets have been in the United States for 30 years. Billions of dollars pass through that system every week. No one has ever been able to electronically hack it.
So Rogers' team used that template for the Redo voting system. It starts with a scratch-off ticket. The voter can pick it up wherever lottery tickets are sold. The first scratch-off reveals a QR code that is linked only to that particular voter.
They scan that with a little scan gun, and they scan your ID. And so now that ballot is locked into you. That ballot belongs to you and you only, and only your registration.
Each voter also has a four-digit PIN for additional security. When it's time to vote, the voter logs onto the secured government website from which the voter will choose their candidates.
The .gov server pops up with your particular registration information. If the registration information is correct, you punch in your little four-digit code and hit submit, and it's encrypted and goes forward. So out there on the internet, the only thing they have is a secure hash. Is identified as a legitimate voter, but because the hash only goes one way, there is no way of figuring out who that hash is.
Which, says Rogers, means total security for both the voter and the election system. And Rogers claims this method of voting has one more advantage over the way votes are cast now.
There's a study that came out of MIT in 2017 that showed that the average cost per election per voter across the country is $8.10. We can do it for $5.
Certainly, if you want to get the attention of government officials, telling them you can save them money is a good strategy. And Rogers says a number of states are already expressing interest in the Redo voting product.
No, we are in negotiations right now with 5 different states to potentially use it for the midterms. We are in talks with about another 7 or 8 that we may be able to get in there after the midterms.
Although Rogers isn't ready to announce yet if Florida is among those states. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.